for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, November the 28th, 2008. Tom Stone is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on soul ties.
Hallelujah. Good to see your smiling faces. Are you starting to get what you came here for? Are you starting to get free? Are you getting answers for questions that you've had for years? That's what we want to do. And I feel the anointing is coming on. God's going to set some people freer and freer and freer. And when we leave this place, we won't be like we came. And that's the whole idea. Have you ever heard anybody say, it's the pits, the life is the pits? I know some people have. But you know what this is all about right here? To pull you out of the pit. I told the men up there and they all laughed, so this is a funny. I want to pull you out of the pit. Because life is the pits. You know, and there's many questions that we can ask. You know, God, why this? Why that? What's this all about? You know, why am I this way? Why am I that way? And little by little, the Lord will answer you. And you know, there's many things I could teach on, but the Lord just kind of brought me back to soul ties. And we're going to do some breaking of some soul ties in this service. Because there are a lot of things that we are caught up in, and we don't even realize it in areas of our lives that a word or look or a deed or somebody's put some things on you. You know, look up here. Everybody look at the same time. And as I look back at you, we're establishing good soul ties as we look in each other's eyes. Do you understand that? The eye is the window to the soul before we get into this situation. So a good soul tie is God's godly. But an evil soul tie, and that's when you get it, when you look at somebody and, I don't like the way you comb your hair. You know, and then we get into an argument. And immediately when the argument starts, the Holy Spirit goes. Because somebody is bound and determined to get their way. And it forms an evil soul tie. They're going to try to manipulate you into doing something that you really don't want to do for their benefit. So there's good soul ties and bad soul ties. And that's what I want to teach on this evening. Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now in Jesus, Lord God. Come down and anoint the words, Father, that breaks the yoke. Break every yoke, God, that we're caught under in Jesus' name. Lord, but I thank you for what you've done already, God. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. I praise and glorify you. I magnify thee because I'd love to hear testimonies. My liver was healed. My kidney was healed. My heart was healed. My lung problem was healed. I love it when somebody comes back and testifies. Thank you, Lord, for these things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, God, in advance for healings of our minds, will, and emotions. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. And they all said, amen. Hallelujah. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 classifications of soul ties. I'll get it out here in a minute. Classifications of soul ties. So we're going to look at them. We're going to look at them in the Word. If I can find my glasses. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. First off, a good soul tie is formed when two or more persons are bound together, are good soul ties. A church is a good soul tie. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But we're going to go back in just a minute. Let's turn to in the Scripture. Let's read some Scripture. Have you read Scripture in the last 20 minutes? Well, we're slowing down. It needs to be every minute, almost. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 2. Start at the first of the book, and I'm going to preach all the way to Revelation. No, I was teaching in the men's meeting, and you can only speak so long. And it says, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they were fair, and they took them for wives. So we had some soul ties being formed. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 2. Chapter 6, verse 2. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. You know, God loves each one of us. But yet we got to ask for mercy. We've got to move in with Him. I know Galatians in here. I know it. Somebody? Huh? 10:10. All right. Let's see what 10:10 says. Well, I'll believe 12:37. That's in Brother Glenn's Bible. Chapter 6, verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfilleth the law of Christ. So we bear one another's burdens, and that fulfills the law of Christ. That's forming a good soul tie. A soul tie within the body of Christ. And then we go to James chapter 2. Verse 8, right after Hebrews. Chapter 2, verse 8. And if you fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well. But you know, sometimes we have a bad soul tie with ourselves because we don't love ourselves. How many in here has ever gotten mad at yourself? I'm holding up both hands because I got mad at myself plenty. You formed a bad soul tie with you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I bind that evil soul tie in the name of Jesus. I command it to loose you right now. I release you from a spirit of destruction. I command it to move right now in Jesus' name. Because see, we don't understand what we do to ourselves in the spirit realm. We can release a spirit of destruction on ourselves by not loving ourselves. And when you don't love your brother or your sister, your mother, your father, whatever, or your kinfolk or your friends, you create a spirit of murder, and that's a spirit of destruction upon you. Murder is a spirit of hatred. Have you ever hated anybody? If you hate somebody, I bind that spirit of murder in you right now. I bind it and break the power and authority of it and command to loose you right now. You spirit of murder, come off right now in Jesus' name. Out of their mind, wills, and emotions in Jesus' name. We need to learn how to love one another. We need to learn how to love ourselves. And love ourselves is doing what the Father says to you and the Word of God. We need to move into it. It's been on the page too long. It's been on the page too long. Do you hear me? Can you say amen on that? Has it been on the page too long? Does it need to come alive? Amen. Does it need to be manifested in your life? Come on, speak back to me. It's a tired time. Everybody's lunch is crashing us, and we want to go to sleep. I want you to be involved because God is alive and you're alive, and it's a perfect opportunity to come into Him in a different way and to get some things broke off you. In Jesus' name, we thank You. We praise You. Glorify You. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If we fulfill the royal law, thus good soul ties will be formed and bonds will be made with people. All right, and here's one of them. Let's go to the third category, soul ties in marriages. All right, I see a lot of couples in here. Hallelujah. Thank You for marriages. It's good. It's good. Because guess what? if we didn't have marriages properly, would you be here? So it's a good thing, isn't it? You know, a man and a woman has to come together. It's not Adam and Steve, but it's Adam and Eve. So we got to come together. Hallelujah. For the cause shall be a man leave his father and his mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. How many believe that? How many believe that? That you become one flesh. The Word says you become one flesh, but how do you become one flesh? Because every time that you consummate your marriage, she bleeds, you bleed. If you're a male. Vice versa, whoever's speaking. And it says, life is in the blood. And you can tell a good marriage because they start to look alike. They start to talk alike. They start starting a sentence, answering a sentence. So they've had a good marriage relationship. They've had a good soul tie. So we need to become one soul with each other if you're married. And we need to, guys and girls, if we've offended one another, we need to break those bad soul ties in the name of Jesus. Because I'm telling you what, it will bring death to you, whatever gender you are. It'll bring death. It'll release a destruction spirit upon your children. And so many of us has been caught in bad relationships because our parents hadn't formed good relationships. And you're conceived out of lust. And all of a sudden, you hear when you're in the womb that you shouldn't have got pregnant. Why did you get pregnant? We don't need a child. We can't afford a child. Guess what? That child in the womb hears that. It sets them up for a fall. I break that ungodly soul tie right now in the name of Jesus. If anybody has been spoken over by their parents that we didn't need this child, I don't want this child, I break it and command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I set you free from this bondage in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Because I'm telling you what, it sets you up for a fall. It sets people up for rejection. How many people in here have trouble with rejection? I know I had for a long time. And I break that spirit of rejection over you right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. Spirit of abandonment, I break it and bind it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. How many people in here have had problems with all kinds of addictions? Addiction to food. Addiction to cigarettes. Addiction to drugs. Addiction to alcohol. That thing is set up by an insecure spirit. Has been spoken over you. And those curses have been spoken over you. I break it right now. I speak to each one of those curses right now. In Jesus' name. I break them and command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. Because we're finding right now, even being a male or a female, a lot of our problems goes right back to the womb. A lot of people say it's inner healing. Whatever it is, if it's deliverance, inner healing, I want you to be made whole. I want you to be made whole. Because we need to come together corporately and praise the living God because He set your feet upon this ground. He set a spirit in you for Him to abide in. And He can't abide there if we're under damnation, under curses, under somebody's foot, under somebody's thumb. We need to be free in Him. We need to become one soul. The church needs to be joined fitly together. We don't need to have jealousies. Oh, he got to do that, or she got to do this, or so and so and so and so. And Jesus is coming after his bride. And he wants that bride fit for the kingdom of heaven. He wants us to move out of this fleshly realm into the spirit realm, into the kingdom of God. He wants to become you, sis, to become the son of the living God. Be able to speak creative miracles into the situation. And as if we got fragmented souls, we cannot be in tune with God the Father. And we need to be in tune with God the Father. Because there's an area the church is losing. We're losing our sons and our daughters. We're losing our mothers. We're fathers. If we can go back and minister, I speak life to my mother. I speak life to my father. I forgive you, Father. I forgive you, Mother. And that's the flick of light, Lord God, that start the fire that will bring somebody back to life. Even if you go back and say, son, daughter, I forgive me because I wasn't the father I should have been. I should have been there at your football game. I should have been there at your baseball game. I should have been there. I should have been there for you. The Word says, train up a son and a daughter in the way that he should go, then he should never depart from it. If the person's good at a computer, show them how they can use it in a godly way. If they're good at baseball, show them how you can reach the rest of the team in the name of Jesus. I was teaching Little League. And my son, he would fall down every time he went to bat or every time he went after a ball. And I asked the Lord, what is this? He says, it's a deaf and dumb spirit. I pulled him aside one day and I bound that spirit of deaf and dumb off of that child in the name of Jesus. I command it because you've got the authority. I bind it, command it, loose you in Jesus' name. That child never fell down in another ball game. Matter of fact, in the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit of deaf and dumb off of you right now. I bind the spirit of accident prone over this congregation right now in Jesus' name. I command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. No more accidents. No more destruction. That spirit of destruction is cursed already by God. I command her to leave this premises right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus. We need to become one in Him. Because God wants a different place for us to live. He wants us to live in heavenly places. And there's three heavens. There's a heaven right here that you move in, sir. Right as you move in, sis. And this is the air that you breathe right now. And then there's a place above, right above you, that you can't reach. That's another heaven. And the outer heaven beyond the outer atmosphere. We need to live in heavenly places. And God lives where His abode is. And when His abode is there, He's there, isn't He, Carl? What you say is what you get, sis. We need to come alive and we need to become one with Him. We need to form a soul tie with Him that cannot be broken. He said, I love you. I will never leave you or forsake you. We need to form a soul tie with God so strong that He knows every hair on your head, and He does already. You can't go to Him and say, do you know? Because He already knows. He's a good God. And He don't want to make you feel, I'm going to get you. He wants to bless your socks off. He wants to bless you in every area of your life. We need to feel good soul ties. Build good soul ties right now in Jesus' name. Now, in the name of Jesus, I take the power and authority over every marriage right now in Jesus' name. I break all ungodly soul ties between you and your spouse. I break it by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. I command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I say live and not die. Perform the works of God. I set you free from these evil soul ties, these hurts, these rejections. I bind them and break the power and authority of it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Wow. I don't know if you're feeling it, but I am. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Because if you don't want freedom, I do. Because I want everything that God's got for us. Amen. You know what? And He's willing to give it to us. He is willing to give it to us. Now the question is, are you willing to receive it? Because He gave it to you over 2,000 years ago when He died. He released His Spirit across this world. He released the God in Him. He released the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. God is real, folks. He's a good God. He's a good God. And He's in this room. As He's speaking to you, He's speaking to your spirit, He's speaking to your heart. He's speaking to those hurts. Be free in Jesus. You need some good soul ties, especially in marriages, to become one flesh, and we need to become one spirit with Him. Forget the flesh and we walk into the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, I thank You and I praise You and I glorify You. In Jesus' name. Thank You for the soul ties. Thank You for the marriage ties that we can come together, Lord God. Lord, let that marriage be with You, Father, that we become the bride of Christ. Do you understand what the bride of Christ is? That means spotless, wrinkle-free. In other words, no fear, no frustrations, no aggravations, no anger towards your mother, your brother, your sister, your sons, your daughters, your uncles, your aunts, your grandpas, your grandmas, and break the evil curses that come down upon us. Because they didn't know. They didn't know. And some people picked up the Bible and they only taught what they thought it was. And we've been under these curses. And Brother Glenn said, if you was here opening night, erroneous teachings, heresies. And God says, we need to become whole. Because He wants to elevate us to another height, to another level. Are you afraid of going to another level? And if you are, you need the spirit of heights broke off of you. You afraid of climbing a ladder? I bind that spirit of heights right now over you right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. Command to loose you. Loose you right now in Jesus' name. I thank You, Father. And I praise You. Because we need to go higher in Him. Feet will never leave the ground, but we will go higher in the spirit realm. As His kingdom says, He's going to come here. He's going to dwell here. And you're going to be part of the kingdom if we release ourselves into Him. And we got to, I told the men upstairs, you got to reach down and pull up that righteousness. You got to pull on up that forgiveness. You got to pull up that mercy. You got to make a mental decision. I forgive. And that's the way you pull up mercy. If you don't have that, if you can't forgive, you ain't got mercy. You can't enter into that mercy. Excuse my language. It's Arcanese. Can't. Won't. But I'm telling you right now, God's got a place for us. And it's called heaven on earth. Oh yeah, you'll have your problems. Yes. But they'll grow slowly dim. And you need to have a testimony of your own. Don't be telling other people's testimonies. This is what God done for me. He says, you shall be My witnesses. When you have a testimony of your own, you are a witness. Because you was there. You had the cancer. You was healed. You had the endometriosis. You were healed. You were beat. But you were healed. You were abused, but you were healed. You were rejected, but I was healed. I was blind, but now I see. Just a small testimony, you know. Every time I come to camp, it seems like all hell breaks loose to see if you're going to lose it or not. Isn't that right, Jerry? You know? And here we were eating Thanksgiving, and all of a sudden, I heard this. Boom! I said, oh my God. We run outside in lethargy. I left a muzzleloader, a 50 caliber muzzleloader in the garage, put up in my scabbard. My son-in-law pulls it out. It was loaded to the hilt. He was looking at it and he cocks it, pulls the trigger, standing at the garage door, kaboom! Through my garage door, through the ceiling, out the wall. Everybody in the house runs out. I had a choice. I had a choice. And I can tell by the smiles on your faces what choices you are thinking about. Wham! No. No. Yes, it's cost you. And guess what? I don't care what life brings you, it costs you. Whether saved or not saved, whether delivered or not delivered, life has situations. But you have a choice, a split-second choice. Do you rail back? Do you condemn? Because if you condemn, you are condemned. And I thought about that. I said, whoa, I don't want to throw that boomerang and forget about it and boom, knock me in the back of the head. I chose to forgive that young man. He's 30-some-odd years. He's younger, a whole lot younger than I am. But he needs love, and he needs loved into the kingdom of God. He's way far out there, but he needs loved into the kingdom of God. If I railed on that young man, would I have formed a good soul tie? I chose to forgive him. I got to do a little work. I got to putty some holes. Got to patch some holes. Another thing, I got to forgive myself because all of a sudden a condemnation come upon me. Stupid. Why did you leave that firearm out there? And then I thought, I need to love myself. I said, God, we need you in the midst of this situation. And when God comes in the midst of a situation, guess what? There are good soul ties for him. Because that young man will realize I did not condemn him and I can tell him the truth later on. You got a choice. Form a good soul tie. He's married to my daughter and I've got a beautiful little daughter. Granddaughter. Oh, she's 19 months old, but she's at the 85 or 90 percentile in height. She can't walk under her table. Ever since she started walking, she's never been able to walk under her tables. She's going to be a big girl. She's going to cover every bit of the ground that she walked on and what she walks on. And I want to encourage her that everywhere you walk, I'm going to encourage you right now. Everywhere you walk, God is going to be there also. So be strong and encouraged in Jesus' name. Because there's a river that's flowing wide, and it's called the River of Decisions. How many of you people in here makes decisions every day? Everybody. Every day. And the sword of the Lord is at that river. And we can walk up to that and say, are you friend or foe? Now, choose your battles carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Because who had the sword at that particular time? Jesus. Because that was an angel standing there. And we come up to these battles and we choose our weapons. We better choose them wisely. And when we cross that river of decision, the valley of decision, whatever you want to call it, climb over that mountain of decision, so crawl over that log or crawl under that log, that decision better be proper. Because you can't go, when God comes after you, you can't go far enough in any direction to get away from Him. Because He's a God that rules this universe, the outer universe, and the universe besides that, and the universe besides that, and the universe besides that. And you could just go on and on and on because He is that type of God. And we are fooling our finite minds, our fleshly minds, if we think we can do something and get away with it and He don't see it. You can't go to Him. I said it before and I'm going to say it again. You can't go to Him and did you see or do you know? You can't go to Him because He was there. Your life is an open book. Your life is an open book. And it's read Mary Jane. I don't know who's Mary in here, but forgive me. She fell in love. This guy was not equally yoked. He done this and this and this and this and this. And then she responded like this. And this is where she is today. In the pit of depression, in this pit of wanting to commit suicide or whatever. Because our book is an open book. He read my mail one day. He said, "Son, you got an anger problem. And you need to get rid of it because it'll kill you." He was right. Oh, back surgery. Not no fun. Anybody have back surgery inside here, beside me? Is it any fun? No. Does it hurt? Yes. Does it cost you money? I forgive you, sister. I forgive her, sister. Dad, Papa, Abba. I forgive her. But I want to tell you something. Sin will take you further than you want to go, make you want to pay more than you want to pay. But he has the kingdom right here, now. Is it more profitable to walk in the kingdom of God or in the kingdom of flesh? Question. The river of decisions. The valley of decisions. The battle of Armageddon. Your own personal battle. There will be a big battle fought, but you're going to fight mentally and many of these things. But God says, "I want to make you whole by forming the proper soul ties with people, operating in the Spirit of God, in the Spirit of love, the Spirit of peace." Hallelujah. God loves us. How many in here feel like God loves you? Does God love you? Shout out hallelujah. Wake up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As it's 4 o'clock. The dinner bell's rung. We've ate. And lethargic wants to set in on you. How many of you are sleepy? Stand up. Stand up. Come on, stand up. Live and not die. Hallelujah. Because God's wanting to do something in you and for you and through you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Wiggle around. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank and I praise and I glorify you for these willing bodies, Lord, that's standing right now. Standing when they don't feel like they want to stand. I thank you for them. But I bless them, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, we take the power and authority over them right now. In Jesus' name. We break every evil soul tie right now. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the honor and the glory and the power. And I thank you for your blessings you bestowed upon us and me. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. I break every evil soul tie between your fathers right now. I break that evil soul tie between you and your father right now. In Jesus' name. I pull your father's soul out of you right now in Jesus' name. I command to loose you. Right now, in Jesus' name, loose them in Jesus' name. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, as this spirit is loosed, Lord God, cleanse it. Fresh, new, and clean again. Break the curses. Break the curses. Break the curses right now, in Jesus' name. Break it off of them right now, in Jesus' name. Now, restore their soul right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all evil soul ties between every person and their mother right now, in Jesus' name. I break all evil soul ties between you and your mother in Jesus' name. I break it and command it, that soul tie to be brought out right now by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. I send it back to them on this side of the river or on that side of the river in Jesus' name. I send it back right now in Jesus' name. But Lord, gather up their souls. Cleanse it, every curse, hex, vex, spell in Jesus' name. Every generational curse, cleanse it up and restore their souls right now in Jesus' name. You can sit down in Jesus' name. But I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I break every evil soul tie between you and your uncle on your father's side in Jesus' name. I break it and I pull it out right now. I pull his soul out right now in Jesus' name. I pull it out. All ungodly soul ties, I pull it out and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, Father, break every hex, vex, spell, every curse, Every lustful spirit in the name of Jesus, every spirit of abuse in any area, in Jesus' name, I break it and command it to loose you. Cleanse it, Father, right now in Jesus' name, and restore their souls in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break every spirit of between you and your uncle and your father's mother's side in Jesus' name. I pull that soul out right now in Jesus' name. I send it back. I send it back. I pull it out. I break every curse, hex, speck, spell in the name of Jesus that came down the bloodline in this area in Jesus' name. I break it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, and I praise you and glorify you. Now I break every spirit of the uncle on your mother's side in Jesus' name. You come out of there. You come out of there right now in Jesus' name. All you spirits of sexual abuse in Jesus' name. All you vexes, hexes, spells, I break that as I pull that soul out in Jesus' name. Command to loose you right now. Now, Father God, give fresh, clean, new it again in Jesus. Restore their soul in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the soul ties with every ant in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command to loose you right now of the ant on your mother's side in Jesus' name. I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. On your mother's side, I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. Every soul tie in Jesus' name. All the soul ties, all the wickedness, all the hatred, all the vengeance, all the whippings, all the abuse, all the sexual abuse right now, I pull it out and command it loose you in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, break all hexes, vexes, spells in the name of Jesus and restore their soul in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the ants on the Father's side in Jesus' name. I break those evil souls right now in Jesus' name. I pull them out and command them to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the whippings, abuse in Jesus' name. All the curses in Jesus' name. You're just nothing but a little twat in Jesus' name. You're just like your father. You're just like your mother. I break those curses, hex and vex spells in Jesus' name. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. Restore their soul, Father. Break those curses, hex and vex spells. Restore their soul, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Every spirit of cursing and every spirit of hexes and vexes and spells in Jesus' name, I break it, command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all soul evil soul ties between you and your brother right now. In Jesus' name. I break every evil soul tie between you and your brother right now. In Jesus' name. I pull it out. I pull it out. I pull it out right now. In Jesus' name. I send it back to this side of the river or that side of the river. The river of death, what I'm talking about. In Jesus' name. I break that ruler of the grave in Jesus' name over you. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, gather up their souls, fresh, clean, new again. Restore their souls in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. I break every soul tie between you and a stepbrother right now in Jesus' name. I pull his soul out of you right now in Jesus' name. I pull it out. I pull it out in Jesus' name. I send it back to you. Send it back to him on this side of the grave or that side of the grave in Jesus' name. Command to loose you. I break those curses from the grave. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, restore their souls in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. I break every evil soul tie between every sister right now. In Jesus' name. I break it. I pull that sister's soul out of you right now. In Jesus' name. I pull it out. I pull it out. I break every hex, vex, spell in the name of Jesus. Every incantation they've ever spoken in the name of Jesus, all jealousies, all fears, all hatreds, I break it and command to loose you right now. Restore, God. Father, break those hexes, vexes, spells, and restore that soul in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, and I praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Come out of the children also in Jesus' name. Free them, Father, in Jesus' name. Come out of the children too. In Jesus' name. Because we are children. You're somebody's child. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we are the child of the living God. He created us. But He wants us to be formed in Him. He wants us to be conformed to Him. He wants us to come out of the flesh and into the spirit realm that we can abide in the heavenly places. into the realm of the kingdom that He's wanting us to abide in. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. Lord, I break every spirit of cousin right now in Jesus' name. I pull that cousin's soul out of you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Male or female. I break it and bind it, command and loose you. Any one of them that's hurt you. In Jesus' name. I pull out all the hurts. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command and loose you right now. I break all the curses, hexes, vexes, and spells in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. Cleanse them, Father. Fresh, new, and again in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we thank you. We praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all evil soul ties with any teacher. Any false teacher or any teacher at school. I break those soul ties with you in Jesus' name. I pull it out of your mind. I pull it out of your whole will and your emotions. I break those soul ties in Jesus' name. I break those curses, hex and vex and spells that have been placed upon you right now in Jesus' name. Restore my brothers and sisters' soul right now in Jesus' name. Restore them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Break the hex and vex spell. You'll never learn. You'll be a janitor. You won't achieve all kinds of things they could say to you. It was done to me, and if it was done to me, I know it could be done to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break every soul tie with every principle in the name of Jesus. I pull that principle soul out of you right now in Jesus' name. I pull it out in Jesus' name. Every time you were sent to the office in Jesus' name and you was whipped or spanked or corrected, yes, you need to be corrected, but every evil soul tie was formed in your mind that you shouldn't have got corrected. I break it and bind it, command and loose you right now in Jesus' name. Restore their souls right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break every evil soul tie with every ungodly teacher of the Word. I break it and bind it, command and loose you. All false prophets in the name of Jesus. All false pastors in the name of Jesus. All false words that's been spoken over you in Jesus' name. I break it by the power and authority of God right now. I command it to loose you right now, Jesus. I snatch it out by the power and authority of God right now. I command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All false prophecies. I break it and command to loose you in Jesus' name. All false teaching, all false heresies. I break and bind and command to loose you in Jesus' name. But restore their soul, Father, in your word and in your truth and you're in peace and in your strength and in your might, Father. Restore their souls in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull out every evil soul tie of every church fight right now in Jesus' name. I pull it out in Jesus' name. All the fights that you have been in churches and all the disagreements, I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. I send it back. All the disagreements, all the confusion, all the anger, all the battles right now in Jesus' name. Now, Father, cleanse their soul, their spirit, fresh, new, and again in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come against all false doctrines in Jesus' name. I break the spirit of false doctrine over the people in the name of Jesus. That would not let the Holy Spirit come in, would refuse to let the Holy Spirit come in. I bind and break the power and authority of all those doctrines right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break them because you've gone too far. You've seen too many things. You've been healed. And there is a healing. There is a real God. There is real truth. And there is real salvation. And there is real deliverance. Lord, I thank you for real deliverance right now in Jesus' name. I break all the Mary spirits. The Mary spirits, the Mother of God, I break it, command to loose you in Jesus' name. I break all the Catholic spirits right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose the people right now in Jesus' name. Praying to false gods, praying to the dead. I come against the spirit of macromancy. I break that soul tie to macromancy, to speaking to the dead right now in Jesus' name. I pull it out of you and command it to be sent back to the grave right now in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Break it and command us. Restore their souls in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. Thank you, God, for everything that you're going to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I release a spirit of healing in this place. whatever disease you got or healing, whatever situation you've got, any problems in your blood pressure, your cholesterol, I release a spirit of healing right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Arthritis, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Varicose veins, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' aneurysms of all kinds in Jesus' name. Hemorrhoids, be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All colitis, all irritation of the stomach, all ulcers, be healed right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, and I praise you and glorify you because He is a God that healeth thee. He wants to dwell within you. And the cleaner you get, the more of Him that will come in. You want Him to come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We haven't had that generation of shadows yet go through the audience and heal people. But you can be that generation. You can be those people. And let everything God's got for you to indwell and come in and take root, take seat, take life in Jesus' name. Take over, Father. Take over, Father, where the canker worm, the pommel worm, the caterpillar is eaten. Take over, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for being an overcomer. I thank you for the overcoming. Lord, let these people become the overcomers. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. I speak health, life, and prosperity to them. And that's not always a pocket full of money now, folks. Not always a pocket full of money. But I'm telling you what, if you hear the word of the Lord, you can take it to the bank and it will feed you. It'll take it to the bank and it will feed you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Yeah. And especially scout leaders. Right now, in Jesus' name, I thank you for bringing this to our attention. We break every evil soul tie with every scout leader, Cub Scout, Eagle Scout, Scouts. Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, I pull their souls out right now, in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it and command it to loose them. I send it back right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every Girl Scout leader right now in Jesus' name. I break the evil soul tie. I pull it out of you right now in Jesus' name. All familiar spirits, all walking in and getting a spirit guide. I break it and command it to loose you because that's what they do in the scouts. They give you a name to call upon. The wolf or the bear or the name of Jesus. I call that out of you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All evil soul ties in that area. I break and bind and command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah, thank you. And right now in Jesus' name I break every evil soul tie with the witch doctor. I come against the spirit of the witch doctor right now that's ever spoken over you, ever laid hands on you right now in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you in Jesus' name. I speak to that witch doctor right now in Jesus' name. I pull it out of you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull it out in Jesus' name. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah, I pull out that spirit of the fortune teller. I break soul ties with every fortune teller in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break soul ties with every witch. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Anybody that's held a pendulum over the belly of the woman that's been pregnant, that's pendling, that is part of witchcraft in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pardon me?
Fantasy.
All fantasy spirits right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Watching TV 24/7. I break it and command to loose you right now. And just having your mind consumed with fantasy in Jesus' name. All fantasies of lust, all fantasies of relationships, all fantasies of cars, of wealth, houses in Jesus' name. I break these fantasies right now in Jesus' name. Being stars in Jesus' name. I break it. Command to and being popular in Jesus' name. I break it, bind it, command to loose you in Jesus' name. And I release the spirit of wholeness in God on you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm going to be the best whatever. I break that off you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we need to be the best child and that we listen to our Father. I'm talking about the Heavenly Father. I'm talking about Abba Father. I'm talking about the one that rules everything in Jesus' name. And everything is in His palm of His hand. That's the Father I would want to make a good soul tie with, a firm soul tie, a lasting soul tie in Jesus' name. It will last from now through eternity, however long that is, in Jesus' name. Because it's just a word, and we really don't know how long that is. But that's how long I want your relationship to last. I thank you and I praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. I bind every spider right now that's gone up in the palace in the name of Jesus. I bind it and break the power and authority of it right now in Jesus' name. And in the word, in Psalms, it says, every spider that's gone up into the palace, and this is the palace right now. I pull down those evil webs, those evil thinking. I pull down that fogginess over your mind right now. I bind it, break it, command it, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of indecisions right now. I pull up the stakes of those webs right now in Jesus' name. I pull them out. I pull them out right now. I pull that web off their minds in Jesus' name. I pull it off right now in Jesus' name. Pull it off right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of confusion with that web, come off of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of their minds, will, and emotions. I thank you, Father, and I praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. I thank you. In Jesus' name. All martial arts, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of martial art, worshiping a false god in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of martial arts right now in Jesus' name. I break that soul tie with that sensei or that instructor or that teacher right now in Jesus' name. I pull it out of the people right now. I pull it out and command to loose them right now. All martial arts right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Because every movement of that thing is worship to another god. Yeah, I break all sexual relationships right now in Jesus' name. The first, second, third, fourth relationship you ever had in Jesus' name. However many it is, I break it and bind it. Break those soul ties. I break those blood covenants right now that you could go free in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. I come against that spirit of Ceramus in the name of Jesus, that marriage-breaking spirit in Jesus' name. I come against it. I bind it, break the power and authority of it. I come against you, Jezebel, in Jesus' name. Queen of the heavens, I bind you and break your power and authority and command all the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All stupor spirits, I break and bind and command to come off the people right now in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose the people right now. All stupor spirits in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I come against all deception right now in Jesus' name. I break and bind the spirit of the Masonic Lodge over these people right now. I break all curses in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull that hood off their head right now. I pull that sack off their head right now. That black sack in Jesus' name. And said, who's ever hoodwinked you in the name of Jesus? I pull it off right now in Jesus' name. Command Lucia in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull that noose off from her neck, off your neck in Jesus' name. I pull it off right now in Jesus' name. I pull it off. Command to loose you right now. Come off right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull every pendulum in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come off the eyes in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And off the forehead in the name of Jesus. Every mark that's been placed upon you in Jesus' name. All false anointings by that in Jesus' name. I break it and bind and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I pull off all pendulums, all pins and pennants in the name of Jesus. Comes from the Masonic Lodge. I pull it off. Command to loose you in the name of Jesus. Come off right now in Jesus' name. You come off. You can't stay in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All learning disabilities, you come off too along with it in the name of Jesus. Every curse of dyslexia came through that thing. I break it and bind and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull the apron off right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull off the square and the compass and the plumb line in Jesus' name. The false plumb line Because the only plumb line there is the Word of God. In Jesus' name. All false plumb lines right now, I break it and bind it and command it to come off of you right now. In Jesus' name. I pull the chains and balls off your ankles right now. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind it and command it to loose you. Come off of them right now. In Jesus' name. I break and bind the spirit of all demalaise in the name of Jesus off the people. I break them and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. The spirit of demalaise where you've been set up to be moved into that thing in Jesus' name, to be cursed you. It cursed you and your families both in Jesus' name. I break that. In Jesus' name, I'm coming to that. I break all Job's daughters in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of Job's daughters right now in Jesus' name, where they already have been a spouse to Satan in the name of Jesus. I break it. I pull that wedding garment off you right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I loose these people that's been brought up in Jesus' name. I pull that demonic thing off of them right now in Jesus' name. I thank you. Eastern Star. I break and bind that spirit of Eastern Star right now. Command to loose them right now. Every curse, expect spell in the name of Jesus to come off of them right now. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Because we need one soul tie and one soul tie only. And that's with God the Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for that cleansing, Lord God. I thank you for that cleansing stream that's coming out from underneath the threshold. Lord, just wash over the people right now. And wash them clean and fresh and new again. In Jesus' name. Every expect spell in the name of Jesus to come against them. In Jesus' name. All loose moose lodges in Jesus' name. Break those things in the name of Jesus. All the lances and swords in Jesus' name. All the oaths that was given in Jesus' name. Because it says sign allegiance to no man, only to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All minds free and clear. Stand up. Shake your wiggle again. Because you got to bring the blood back. Come on. Get it flowing. Hallelujah. Now, Father, everything that's come off in the name of Jesus, I bind it up. I bind it up and command it to leave this room right now in Jesus' name, off this property, off this establishment, off these families right now. Move and leave in Jesus' name. And I send you to where God wants them to in Jesus' name. I thank you. I bind up all spirits of backlash and retaliation, the spirit of nemesis in Jesus' name that wants to come and steal what you've got. I come against that stealer, the thief, in the name of Jesus. I break it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. And Satan, what you stole, you've got to bring back in Jesus' name. You spirit of a port that moves things, that's moved their keys, moved their Bibles, moved their belongings, I bind you and I command you to loose them right now. Bring them back. You put them right back where they're supposed to be in Jesus' name, where they can find them. You bring everything back right now, Satan, in Jesus' name. I'm going to the camp in Jesus' name. I'm taking back what the devil stole from you today in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, and I praise and I glorify in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I come to you right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for the deliverance, Lord God. Seal them up, Father, with your love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, and temperance, Lord. Seal them, Father. Let your Spirit abide in them. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray over the food in advance because it's going to be dinner time here in a little bit. Lord, bless the food for the nourishment of our bodies that they can sustain life, that they can move in you, Father, further into your Word. Fine. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. And they all said, amen. Amen. Let it be so. In Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.